sometimes our biggest accomplishment of the day is not throwing something at our TVs. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Where does the real power lie? The power behind the power. Because it's no longer about who lives in the White House. It's about who owns the White House.
This is the presidency. How much higher can a politician go?
The real power isn't here. It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milt will be back in just a bit, I think. I welcome you to the show, of course. I have to say, Del Bigtree, what a fantastic guest, knows his stuff, speaks all over the world on vaccines and the dangers, and has been doing so for a very long time. That's why I asked him, my gosh, you know, what has this been like during COVID? And of course, people are waking up ever even more so than they ever have before to the nightmare that we've been in as far as what's coming next, and that's the vaccine. So I really appreciate Del Bigtree coming on. I'll take a caller. Sure. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I have a question to which there isn't an answer.
Okay.
But I'm curious as to how many people would have tested positive for the coronavirus before COVID hit. I mean, if they were doing all this testing, I'm willing to bet there's probably a good percentage of people that would have tested positive, although they never would have been sick.
Can you imagine not being ill and wanting to go take a test to see if you are? I just
can't.
It's baffling. I don't know why anyone would pony themselves up for that, but we've never done that in the history before where they've told people to go in and test even though you don't have any symptoms and you're not sick, but we just want to know if you are sick. It makes no sense. Zero sense.
Thank you, Kate.
All right. Appreciate it. I wish there was an answer to that, actually. It would be nice. There just isn't. So that's our problem. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Where is this meeting for the 5G tower at?
Yes. Planning. That's on, I talk about that on the local hour, but that would be at a look at Planning Commission for St. George. Thank you for that, though. Really appreciate it. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Uh-huh. I have a question for you. So I just heard about the BYU policy that students would be randomly COVID tested,
mm-hmm.
and the text messages that the students receive tells them that they have a certain period of time where they are supposed to go in and have their test taken. If they cannot make it for whatever reason, they will be tested or counted as positive. And I didn't know if you'd heard anything about that, if there are other universities that are having a similar policy.
Yeah, there are other universities that are doing
this. That's like a random drug test. That's ridiculous.
It is. And not having any symptoms or anything, they want the test numbers to go up with students. And it's really despicable. And yes, other universities are either reviewing to do this or starting to do this, which is, it's truly amazing to me that they can get away with that. And there are kids leaving the universities over this. They are. They're saying,
good.
Okay,
glad to hear that.
I'm out of here. Not very many, but there are. So, despicable.
And I've heard a lot of feedback from professors mm-hmm. and students at the university level with having to mask up because they won't allow the professors to wear a face shield
mm-hmm.
Like they are in some of the different elementaries and lower level classes.
Right.
And they are saying how horrible it is because the kids don't interact anymore.
Right. They don't. And also in the, it's very, very true. In fact, all of our elementary kids don't share anything, can't smile at each other. I mean, can you imagine what that's doing to kids? I can't. The psychological
effects. So, I mean, it's even being felt by the professors and the students at the university level. So,
right.
Just all over the place. Continue to Zoom.
Yep. Thank you for that. Really, really appreciate it. You know, okay, I'll take one more. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there, Kate.
Hi there.
Well, I think what we're being shown explicitly is, one, how well planned out this is,
mm-hmm.
and two, how they've enlisted the best psychological minds in the world to control us to the point to where it's a no-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of the no-win situation is to prime us for the next step, and there will always be a next step,
right.
And it always leads to the same end, and that's compliance with whatever they say.
Yep. Thank you.
And people, you've got to stand up.
Right. Oh, we so do. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. I know. And I know it's getting tough. I can feel it too. But that's okay. We were born for this. We really were. I love Del Big Tree's attitude. We were talking off the air and he just says, I just try to remain really positive because I know that with enough momentum that we can hurt their well-laid plans. And that's very true. Not only did they have the war scenarios that they put out, they also put out, of course, Event 201, Johns Hopkins and Bill Gates and all the rest put together that pandemic scenario that ended up playing out, and that was last fall. And then before that, they put out the war game. Gee, if we ever had a pandemic, how do we get National Guard on the street? So there was that. And there's just so many well-laid plans that we have a hard time sort of digesting because we don't think that people are that diabolical. The problem is that they are. And that's our problem, our cognitive dissonance in seeing that, because we wouldn't do these kinds of things. We wouldn't be this tyrannical. We would not react this way. We would not plan for these types of events, but they sure are. And they're planning it because they're at the source and they're making it happen. So that's the disconnect for people in their cognitive dissonance. It's very, very hard to take that on and see it. But it's so funny that you can look and see that they are projecting, just like when we read the 2010 Rockefeller report, basically predicting every single thing that's happened this year. I mean, from 10 years ago, right? So I wanted to bring this up, and I might do more on this. Back in 1972, hat tip, Mike, the WHO Bulletin 47. The 1972 World Health Organization Bulletin 47, Memorandum 1 and 2 parts on that. This is very interesting because it's sort of foreshadowing what vaccines will look like after 1972. Now, I really want you to take this information in because it's really scary at the same time when you think of well-laid plans. The object of vaccines would be to totally disable the immune system, load every cell of the victim's body with infection, switch the immune system on causing the host to kill themselves in a cytokine storm, 1, 2, 3, dead, right? And those WHO memorandas describe a 3-stage impact of the 3 shots that many people will be forced to take this autumn. And when I say forced, I mean, will the schools say they can't go to school without it? That's what all these states are treading water to get to the vaccine. Okay. They're all complicit with the vaccine. And if they spent since 1972 designing these to weaken our immune system, okay, you think about this, weakening the immune system for why? What? For what reason? Well, obvious health reasons. But what if part of it is about putting something in our body that is a foreign object, okay, that shouldn't be there? And your body, your natural immune system would be to fight off anything that's there that's a foreign body, whether inside of a vaccine or however it comes into your body. And I'm talking about anything that you could probably imagine, from chips to anything else. And what if your immune system... What if since 1972, the designs of the vaccines, and especially after 1986, when regulations were lifted, if the reasoning behind that was to weaken your immune system to not go against anything that would be considered a foreign body, so that your body would not recognize that as quickly, right? So it wouldn't fight against it as an infection or as something that shouldn't be there, because our bodies are hardwired to do that. Maybe they could get away with putting in all kinds of stuff in the vaccines, the weaker they make us. The weaker they make the immune system with each hit, right? Because what did Judy Mikovits say? She said 2017 on, do not take that flu shot. because it's suppressing and harming your immune system. And this is why it's so dangerous. Please do not take it. Since 2017, do not take the flu shot. And what's coming in our future, there's a reason they have 300 of these already kind of stored up, and they are putting them together and they want them on the marketplace. We live in a time with really good sanitation. We're not in the 1600s or the 1300s. The plague wouldn't even happen today because of how things are, our health, our nutrition, everything else, and the medical science that we've had up to this point just wouldn't happen. It wouldn't spread like that. We have good sanitation, and that's usually one of the biggest keys, right? That's usually one of the biggest keys. And so all I'm saying is this. Think about what's been going on since the early 70s from this WHO memoranda, this Bulletin 47 from 1972. Think about where we have landed after the last almost 50 years with vaccines. And doctors are still trained in, you know, best intentions. Oh, these will save us. Save us from what? We have great sanitation now. Why do we need all of these vaccines that are coming? Why? What would be the reason? What would be, unless it was man-made in a lab and they wanted to pony this up as their own solution, which wouldn't even be a solution to something that they're making. Vaccines to normal occurrences, I mean, at this point in time, It would be a strange occurrence to even have one have to crop up as a solution to anything. Why in the world are they trying to sell us on a common cold coronavirus vaccine, on a flu vaccine that only goes after certain types of flu? That's why they're so ineffective. Why do you think they're pushing this in the workplace? Why do you think they've been pushing it in the workplace for 20 years and on the Oscars and everywhere else? And they're pushing. Why? Ask yourself that. There is a reason that we've got 300 of these coming, and they are going to prop up their excuse to have one, and then they're going to prop up their solution. And is it all to weaken the immune system for whatever is injected or coming into our body so that our body doesn't recognize it as a problem, which it normally would? You tell me. It looks like very well-laid plans to me. It's a three-stage impact of three shots. For every crime, there's got to be a motive, right? An indication that was deliberate, a planned event. And the WHO memorandums provide the evidence of this deliberate, long-term plan to weaken the immune system by use of the first vaccine. All right. And then they inject, of course, the live virus into the body by a second, and then they create a cytokine storm using the third. And that goes after the Naglies. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
And evidence.org.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hey, little thing, let me light your chemicals. So mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Hi there, Uncle Milty and I are back. Del Bigtree in the last hour, get that on podcast. Amazing hour with Del. And of course, Uncle Milty, how are you?
I'm good. You know, yeah? I had to leave for a doctor's appointment. Yes. Just got back. And, you know, I was shocked.
Really?
Absolutely shocked.
Why is that?
They actually said that I had to lose 20 pounds and start working out at the gym. Like, who expects to hear that at my age?
Not what you wanted to hear.
No.
I love it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. I just talked about that WHO document. I'll post more about that, probably talk about it a little more on Friday as well. There's just more to understand about maybe some well-laid plans with our immune system, because there's a reason that you've got all these forces at work working on vaccines. I mean, give me a break. In this day and age, I mean, come on. Think about that. Just think about that concept alone. Yeah, big picture. Yeah. Why?
And at the same time,
mm-hmm.
little bits of information are leaking out. This
right.
study was released a month ago.
Yeah.
455 contacts were being followed that were exposed to supposed asymptomatic COVID patients.
Mm-hmm.
After following them, not one of the 455 patients or medical people or family members were infected by the asymptomatic COVID patient.
Really?
Not one.
Well, isn't that news?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just getting comical, the CDC walking back the aerosol component of COVID, too. I mean, on Friday, they said one thing. Yesterday, they walked it back and said, well, you can't really get it that way. So why are we social distancing? And what are the masks about? If they just basically said, well, that wasn't really true.
So the doctor I just saw happens to be a pulmonologist for my lungs.
Yeah.
And he actually told me it's a good thing I don't wear a mask.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. Now, why aren't people talking in those terms now? Nope, you still have your maskers.
Yep.
Still out there making everybody else want to wear one too.
The risk of wearing a mask for me is far greater than the danger of catching the common cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. What do you say to all this? I mean, they're coming out. They're saying it. I don't know what else. He's just picking and choosing, I guess, what you want to listen to.
What I'm noticing is that the number of true believers from 6 months ago has dropped to probably 20% of what it was 6 months ago.
Right.
There's not as many true believers out there still. More and more people are reading the truth and getting the truth and not falling for all this COVID nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 I don't know what to say anymore.
We can just keep saying it and hopefully we wake more and more people up. I mean.
Yeah. You would just think that by now, at 8 months, how long does it take? A year under this kind of nonsense?
So some grocery stores across the country are removing the arrows that make you go one way down an aisle. And someone said, I wonder why they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else said, because people know it's ridiculous, so they've just stopped obeying.
Yep.
And I said, then they should also know that wearing the mask comes under the same category.
Exactly.
Take those off, too.
Yeah, just take
just
it off.
Just stop.
Yeah, just stop abiding by it. Yeah, the only reason the governors get this power is because we give it to them.
Yep.
And that's the hardcore truth. It's the people, because they can't police all of us, and they know it. So they're just hoping that you'll just kowtow to whatever they come up with. And this is going for every state, you know. We have some severe problems. So so along with that document, I also wanted to bring up that this is a more of a global thing, but I thought was kind of interesting, to say the least. This is from Reuters. Came out with this article, I think it was yesterday, on the 20th. Global banks are seeking to contain damage over $2 trillion of suspicious transfers. So the global banks are facing a scandal about dirty money on Monday that they sought to limit the fallout from a cache of leaked documents showing they transferred more than $2 million in suspect funds over nearly two decades. It's interesting how none of this stuff ever goes.
How much money?
Detected, $2
trillion. Oh,
yeah.
Over 20 years.
I mean, come on.
You know,
that's just one bill.
Peanuts.
That's one bill offered up by our Congress. I mean, we can do so much more. We could do so many more bills. So this was coming out of a report, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase, the Bank of New York Mellon Corp. Basically, it's Britain-based HSBC Holdings. They're just involved in so much, are they not?
Yeah,
Ooh,
they are.
Barclays and Deutsche Bank, these are all the same players. It's always the same players. J.P. Morgan, of course. And this was based on 2,100 leaked suspicious activity reports covering all these transactions of about 20 years filed by banks and other financial firms with the U.S. Department of Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, which I guess they never really got on and did anything about. And so, it's over a period of time. But isn't it amazing that that could happen in this day and age of having everything, all this data and all this computerized, that they could make such a mistake? Gosh. Wow. So somebody's doing some laundering. Somebody's using a lot of detergent on this one. Yeah.
Isn't it interesting at the same time, Boris, good old Boris Johnson in Great Britain, is talking about locking down Britain again.
I know. It's baffling.
Yeah.
Completely baffling. Okay. So Supreme Court justice will be announced on Saturday. I don't know why the wait, because I'm pretty sure he knows who he wants. But that'll be done on Saturday. And there was actually an op-ed, and this actually came out of Russia, which was kind of interesting. But this was Judge Amy Coney Barrett will likely be the next nominee. And this has upset the left, who take issue with her being a Catholic and strict adherence to the Constitution. So this is probably going to be who he's going to announce. Everybody kind of thinks that. And there was a point where she was a member of the Federalist Society, which is a group of conservative and libertarian advocates for constitutional originalism. Mm-hmm. In fact, she was a law clerk for Scalia, who may be one of the most famous originalists, right? And then, of course, all these little details seem to be reasons as to why the political left is not a fan of hers. In fact, Dianne Feinstein told her that dogma lives loudly within you because of her religion and stance on abortion. See, if you're Feinstein, you're not allowed to love the babies being born. So in her eyes, it was, let's demonize Barrett's Catholic beliefs. Amazing.
Schumer said today that we're packing the Supreme Court.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, no, that's not what that means. Packing the court is when you start adding members.
Yeah.
Not
superfluous
when you just,
members above the number.
Above the number nine. Not just when you replace a vacant seat.
Yeah, I know.
It just happened to be timing.
I know.
If Ruth hadn't had such an ego, she could have retired when Obama was still president.
Yeah. She'd already had cancer. She was already going through cancer treatments and everything else. She could have, absolutely, because she, over the last year, she sure didn't do much with the court. I'll tell you that much. She's pretty despicable anyway. But I thought that was kind of interesting. I remember going through her basically back the last time. I actually thought it was going to be her, not Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And she spent most of her career a law professor at Notre Dame. She worked for 15 years before Trump appointed her to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017. And I will be taking a look at that record just to see where she landed on things since 2017 as well. But her detractors, her non-supporters, were reportedly concerned about her lack of experience on the bench. Can I just say something about that? It doesn't matter. Do you have an understanding of the Constitution? Do you know how to defend it and stand alone? Those are the things that are important. This is why all the elected representatives will tell you, it's my experience. Keep me in there because of all the relationships I've formed, because I'm more bought and sold than ever. No, that's not a reason. That's not a reason to keep somebody or hire somebody for the job. It's, do they understand the Constitution? And so she's a pretty devout Catholic, expresses that life begins at conception. She was a member of pro-life groups while teaching at Notre Dame. And of course, this is like the biggest thing they have to talk about. Isn't that interesting? The American Principles Project, American Family Association, all these other groups, conservative-based groups, signed a letter supporting her. And so she's got a lot of support.
So for most of the last few months, we haven't heard much from Adam Schiff.
Jeez, thank the Lord.
I understand that Nancy actually mentioned that they may be pulling him out of mothballs to do another impeachment.
Oh, my gosh. Got to click the button on. Mm-hmm. To the on factor. It's just, he just looks like a robot, does
oh
he not?
Gosh.
Those propped up eyelids. I don't know who's worse of these characters, this political theater, but it's true. They keep him on ice and they bring him out for certain issues. Mm-hmm. And they love to shove the microphone in his face and get every comment they can squeeze out of him like a lemon. I mean, it's kind of amazing to watch, especially with Pelosi too. With Pelosi, it just makes me laugh because of, well, I love that this was said about Pelosi. This was Senator Kennedy. Kennedy. Here you go.
There are times, particularly recently, when I think Speaker Pelosi is one of those people who tried Tide Pods.
I couldn't agree more.
Tide Pods.
Oh, gosh. It's getting comical. Like, it's getting comical. This is interesting.
And Tide Pods alone are bad enough. Imagine on top of all that alcohol.
Right. She is quite tipsy most of the time.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a 40-day fast going to happen starting this Friday, September 25th, and end on Election Day, November the 3rd, for this nation. And there's four things that they're fasting for, people are fasting for. And it's fasting from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. the following day. And it would be wonderful to have two people, families, sign up each day so that, you know, of course, you can do that a day at a time, and you can have other people take off where you left off anyway in the fasting process for 40 days. And so they're asking Americans to jump on and be part of this for whatever day you choose over the course of 40 days. Not for 40 days, but the course of 40 days. And they're hoping that that hearts will be turned to God, and that they'll hear his voice, and that that this year's election will be protected from illegal tampering. Not sure if that's possible, but I think it's a good effort and really the only one that's going to work in this case. And that our elected officials will root themselves in truth for once. That would be nice, and upholding the Constitution for once. Another thing that would be really, really nice to see. So I like that. That starts Friday, and you can join in as all Americans across the country will be fasting over the course of that 40 days until the election. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have food allergies. I have spring, fall, winter, summer allergies. I've been taking allergy shots off and on since I was 6 months old. And my eyes run so bad up until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they'll stop. Well, my eyes have not been running at all, which is a miracle. And the only thing I've done different is the balance of nature. So I really think it's helping my allergies a lot. And I'm thrilled because it's miserable. You put your makeup on and then you cry it off. So I just feel really good. I feel like I could just do anything.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
They're open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you. Go to katedalyradio.com. Go to balanceofnature.com. They're right on my website, on my homepage. You can click right over. But balanceofnature.com, get the supplement everybody's talking about. All of those testimonials are true, and they're just doing an amazing job. It's been around over 20 years. People have been taking this product. It was put together by a doctor who knew what he was doing when it comes to health. And let me tell you, it is a healthy product. You will love it, and it will help increase your immune system the natural way with all those nutrients, 31 fruits and vegetables and all the nutrients from those 31 fruits and vegetables every single day in fruit and veggie capsules that they'll give you. And then also the fiber drink that goes along with it. It's really an amazing supplement. You can get it for a third off and free shipping if you just put in the name Kate, my first name, K-A-T-E. Go to balanceofnature.com.
I have some friends visiting from California. Uh-huh, just found uh-huh. out. They're passing through town.
Right.
And I'd love to see them. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been friends for years. They got married about the same time as Judy and I.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're from California. They don't dare go see them.
Yeah, not, not so fast. Yeah. you need to get, well, the CDC, the tyrants at the CDC, are now honing in on all of your celebrations for the rest of the year. And they would like you to know how to conduct such celebrations.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I was waiting for this memo. I was waiting for them to get on the holiday train because I knew that they had a lot to say about this. And the very corrupt CDC who backtracks and lies about every 5 minutes to you and then backtracks that lie, basically said, right on schedule, CDC has announced that traditional trick-or-treating is high risk. Getting together for Thanksgiving, high risk. So they're telling the kids, don't replace that Halloween costume mask, you know, replace the cloth mask that you're wearing that does nothing with the Halloween mask. And if you wear both, you might not be able to breathe so well, you think? And I don't know if anyone's stupid enough to do both, but anyway, they kept saying that, don't that Halloween mask can't be used as a substitute for your mask. So you better have your mask on with your Halloween costume, but know that it's very high risk. You could be killing grandma if you go trick or treating. Wow.
See, now I read an article that said for Thanksgiving, you have to be concerned about passing COVID around.
Mm-hmm.
But more dangerous than that is the family discussions about the election.
Yes, much more dangerous.
Those are what you really have to watch for.
Much more dangerous. So on Thanksgiving, they said, this was their advice, by the way. I'm not joking about this. This is what they actually said to do. They said that you should be in single family groups with that turkey dinner. I guess they want you to do just like one of those TV dinners because, you know, why would you make a turkey for more than one? So single household family members, you can get together, in low risk small communal gatherings, not with family, just small communal gatherings of maybe several people. But those are people of your community. Do not go outside the community boundaries. And you can have it outdoors. And you could just put that turkey outside on the grass.
In November.
Wow. And we don't want you shopping. We don't want you in parades. And no races for you. That's outdoors, and that could be a problem. And attending any large indoor gathering, do not get together with family. Also, do not shop. And then they did say, well, you could get together in small communal groups of several people, but that's about it. So you better get a small turkey.
Yeah. The other choice you have would be to gather and take your turkey to a BLM protest. You could do that.
You could set your outdoor table up in the middle of a riot.
Yeah.
Because there you wouldn't get COVID, you and your 50 relatives. Apparently.
You might not get out alive anyway, but that's okay.
Do people realize how idiotic and stupid the CDC is? How intent they are on running every facet of your life, the public health departments. I'm so embarrassed for public health departments everywhere. You guys are some of the sickest individuals I think I've come across this year with your tyrannical methods of endorsing all this nonsense. Who do you think you people are? And so they said to even kids trick-or-treating, you better have two layers or more of breathable fabric that doesn't leave any gaps around your mouth, even though children don't die from this at all. They wanted you to know that they wanted you to consider using a Halloween-themed cloth mask instead of your Halloween mask. Not that it would detract from who you're trying to be, you know?
How about this idea for Thanksgiving, Kate?
Yeah.
No matter where you live, find the most central family member and have everyone that can get there show up for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And then give thanks that you don't have a serious illness because COVID is just a common cold.
Yes, amen. And flood social media with the pictures of your ginormous social gathering. Yeah. And please don't do it outside. Do it inside.
And then report 2 weeks later that nobody's sick.
Yeah. How many people have died on airplanes?
just
died
the one
from
guy
being
that
on an airplane.
Jumped off.
From being on an airplane
None.
For COVID. Oh,
no,
that's right.
No infections,
yes,
on domestic
right.
Traveling
flights. For hours and hours,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. And, but that, you know, they all wear masks on airplanes.
Oh my gosh.
And they
you guys.
Only take them off when they're drinking,
yeah.
Eating, peeing.
Right.
Walking up and down the aisle.
You know, COVID doesn't get you when you're eating.
Nope. Nope. It's non-infectious.
Or swimming in a pool. You can be 2 seconds away from somebody swimming in a pool. You will not infect them. But if you sit on the side of the pool, you will. By the way, canceled Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Absolutely canceled. Everything's canceled this year.
Well, helium is quite bad when you have COVID.
yeah, they're still saying, you know, basically any gathering, you cannot go. Yeah, it is high risk to go on a hayride outside. It is high risk to travel to a fall festival. It is high risk to go to a haunted house or attend a Halloween party. Now, a riot, you can do that. Halloween party, no. Just wanted to let you guys know that. Trunk or treating, this is high risk. So community churches and centers do not do this. Yeah.
So the CDC motto mm-hmm. for COVID mm-hmm. is don't live so you don't die.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
No, you're
don't live
yeah.
so you don't die.
Yeah, yeah. Hide Rude. Out in a closet somewhere and have a nice life, according to the CDC, to stay safe from the common cold virus.
Wow.
You just can't make up this kind of stupid. You just can't, because nothing makes sense. I still try to tell my kids it doesn't make sense. I know it's the stupidest thing you've ever heard of. You can walk into a restaurant with a mask, but if you sit at a table, then you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Won't spread then.
I don't even know what to say to all this stuff. Other than, are we stupid enough to take this in and actually listen to the stupid CDC that invented itself as part of our, as in a private public partnership with government? Are we stupid enough to listen to these public health officers tell us what to do? Are you kidding?
The better the restaurant you're at, uh-huh. the less infectious COVID is, because uh-huh. on good food, it jumps on the food. Doesn't infect anybody.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
That was genius, Milky. So I was just thinking, as you were speaking about mm-hmm. how, you know, kids shouldn't go out and mm-hmm. do all these fun things for Halloween. Mm-hmm. Don't riot with how crazy, bizarre, scary, you know, all of those Halloween elements, doesn't that count as a spook alley? Like, can't we say,
uh-huh, it should
do that?
Yeah, it should. I mean, really mm-hmm. and truly, those people are spooky enough. Yes.
But to wrap your head around the mentality here, mm-hmm. and I have a family member that is in the health field, mm-hmm. Has gone through public health mm-hmm. training, believes the CDC is God. Mm-hmm. Their comment back to, you know, me as I'm trying to lovingly, mm-hmm. you know, those family get-togethers, you know, question the mask and question all of these different things. Their comment back was, well, all throughout history of public health, the only way that we've been able to get people to do what's best for them is to make the law. So that's the mentality that
yeah.
we're up against.
I know.
Is you have these people who've been indoctrinated that the only way to instill change is to force it on other people.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. Honestly, they want to legislate your behavior. That's what they're good at. That's what leftists love to do. And some Republicans are good with it too. They want to legislate your behavior.
Yep.
By the way, people that have canceled, cities that have canceled trick or treating altogether. Springfield, Massachusetts, downtown Chicago. And so there are cities that are going to be jumping on this in October. I just wanted you guys to know, about 23% of Americans have said they plan to participate in trick or treating. And I really do hope the kids do this. I think that they need to be outside with some normalcy.
Mm-hmm. In Chicago, I mm-hmm. can understand not mm-hmm. trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Not because of COVID, though.
No, because of the
danger. Because they might get shot.
Yeah. Run by a liberal progressive
yeah. mm-hmm.
who loves violence and doesn't want to do anything to stop that but inhibit it. So there you go. Can you believe this nonsense? Can
no.
you believe we have health departments now running running your holiday and telling you how many people you can get together with from your family? Who do they think they are, you guys? The only thing that can fight this is an American people totally ignoring them. They don't have any authority, real authority over us at all, and they know it. It's the emperor with no clothes. They really don't.
You'll really know we're in trouble, though,
mm-hmm.
when they change it from CDC
mm-hmm.
to Ministry of Health. We're really in trouble, though.
Yeah. All you can do, because they can't put, they couldn't put half of us in prison in America, is do what you want to do. Live your life. Stop wearing the mask. Live your life. Have your holidays. Tell your families to come. And stop revolving our lives around the next CDC report. You know, all the articles came out, and I knew it was going to happen. Topping 200,000 deaths. I'm like, you got to be joking, right? Because we usually have 260,000.
Yeah.
So a year, on a high year. So what does that tell you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All respiratory.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're not even near that number. And you just have to just keep telling your family members that. You still have to keep spreading the truth. And even in my own state, the death rate is 0.0134.
0.013%.
You guys, why are we listening to this nonsense? Why are people still believing it? I think this gave people something to believe in. Maybe they don't have much else to believe in their life. I don't know. But to not see through this after 8 months would just be a shame intellectually. It would just be a shame at this point to still buy into this nonsense. Come
well, on. A shame or not, it definitely changes your outlook on the human race.
Yeah, it does. And that's one thing Dell said that he didn't get to say on the air, but he said off the air. And he said, the hardest thing about this year has been to see up close and personal how truly stupid people are.
It is.
It really is. I mean, it's just amazing that they're still walking around with a mask thinking that it's the plague. That 8 months later, a year later, they'll be walking around with a mask as a healthy person because they're afraid they're going to catch the cooties from somebody.
Because 200,000 people died.
And they didn't even care last year, the year before, the year before that. They could have cared less. They were doing their own thing. 260,000 people die. Oh, well, chuck that up to, naturally caused deaths.
But ask them about abortion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they don't care about Crickets. Human life so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Over 6 million babies. So there's that, and so much to say. I was going to talk about the 1619 revisionist history. We'll have to talk about that on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because Trump is countering with the 1776 program.
Yep,
and
yep.
I was dying laughing about that. That was great. That's awesome.
What's his name? Woodard?
Yeah.
Is that Woodard's program?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
he's great.
Anyway, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. And I know, don't tear your hair out. And refrain from throwing things at your TV. I know you'll want to. Just turn it all off. Just give yourself a night free of news. Please, I beg you. We just all need a night where we have zero news in our life. The media is so good at lying now. All right, everybody. See you back here tomorrow. Go to katedallyradio.com.